Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to our Friday episode. This is where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful G&D Divas.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
3 weeks today, Jordan, we'll be in Manchester.
Oh, for the first show of the tour.
Yeah, and arguably 4 weeks today, you'll be having your colonic.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's all going on.
Yeah, it is. What time's that, Axe? I'm probably going to be hungover.
10.
No, it's not. I thought we said 11.
No, we said 10. We've got to get to Birmingham.
If I've been on the Guinness. Before.
Good luck, Helen.
It's not going to be pretty.
Okay.
Are you allowed to have Guinness the night before?
These are all questions I'll put to her. She listens, so I'm sure okay. I'll get a text to say whether you can or not. If there's anything you shouldn't have. Debon D the night before might affect you.
Yeah, true. Do question about that. It's got a lot okay. of family coming. I'd like to have Guinness from my family.
Well, hopefully you're going to do the Guinness joke.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Loads of people think they've clicked on what the Guinness joke is. They haven't. It's a joke that I think my uncle made up. Or my dad.
Some degenerate.
Yeah. But ask Helen about that. Okay. Last thing we want is her walking out in reception.
Guinness. Well, yeah, Guinness all over her face.
Sorry, Jean Divas, if you're just listening.
I'm so sorry.
Looking like she's had a chocolate spread butty. Okay.
Okay, carry on.
We share. We shouted out a load of cinemas last week, but things are now getting serious. We now have official G&D cinema partners.
Wow.
So if you don't know, if you can't come to the tour, you are able to come and watch us in selected cinemas near you. These cinemas are the ones that you can actually get a gin and a bonnie. Okay, so we've got Westlands in Yeovil.
Who are?
The Dominion Cinema in Edinburgh.
Okay.
Parkway Cinemas in Workington.
Oh, Workington.
Cleethorpes and Beverley. So Parkway Cinemas, where's Workington?
Lake District.
Oh, is it?
Granny was from Workington.
Oh, was she?
Mm. Don't know. Move on.
I was indeed. Cleethorpes and Beverley. Dorking Halls.
I've played Dorking Halls on my short-lived solo tour before a pandemic.
The Lonsdale Cinema in Annan. Do you have to wear Lonsdale to go there?
I'm sure they hear that all the time. Okay. It might be sponsored by Lonsdale.
And the Lonsdale Alhambra Cinema. Alhambra Cinema in Penrith.
Gosh, so guaranteed D in all those
so you
locations.
You can get some D there, some gin and debonnie.
We should just say on the cinema thing, if you go to sextwithmyboss.com/cinema, there is a geolocator. So really, it should come up with the cinema screens near you. However, depending on your settings, it may not, and it might just show a place very far away from you, but you can manually input where you are. So okay. Don't be caught out by that.
I love our listeners. Mainly been DM'd if you can have a drink or not in the cinemas.
Mm.
Yeah.
And before we get to your responses, last week we spoke about the definition of dogging. There was a letter about Hampstead Heath and dogging. And we have a correction to make, courtesy of your friend and mine, Jonathan Vernon Smith. I don't know if you felt the need to correct this. Dogging is the act of having sex in a car in the woods, not in the open air. I think you and I had defined dogging as just having sex outdoors.
Yeah.
I think that's just having sex outdoors. Dogging apparently involves cars.
Okay.
Mm. Thank you, Jonathan, for sharing that with us.
Right. Outside. This weather.
Yeah. It's not... wouldn't do anything for me, but I'm sure it does for others. We have a celebrity G&Diva who's got in touch with us. Giuseppe, who won the Great British Bake Off in 2021.
No way, there's Giuseppe listening.
Yes, he has written this.
I loved him on Bake Off.
Well, there we go. Hi, both. So I've just heard that Jordan's favourite dessert, he means pudding, is tiramisu, and that William had a bad experience in the USA with a deconstructed one. If you guys want to savour a proper tiramisu, lovingly handmade by the only Italian winner of the Great British Bake Off, all they have to do is ask. I'm also happy to receive an offer for a G&D in return. Oh, Bachi? Giuseppe.
Oh, thanks, Giuseppe. We'll hold you to that.
Yes.
You sort us out a tiramisu and we'll get you a gin and a bonnet. No pressure, I know you're Italian, but my Auntie Kath's tiramisu is the best.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Okay.
She's from Bursco. So.
Right. Which part of Sicily is that?
No, it's just outside of Southport.
Okay.
So,
the Naples of the North.
So I'm just saying, I know you're Italian, but it's the best tiramisu.
Okay, so you think Kath, not only has she not even entered Great British Bake Off.
No.
She's not even Italian.
No.
Will do a better tiramisu than Giuseppe.
I don't think she's ever been to Italy, but she did have like a £20 voucher for Pizza Express once. So
that's all you need.
Yeah. I don't, I'm just saying she makes a really good tiramisu, okay. Giuseppe.
Well, eat your heart out, Giuseppe. Okay. This is from Martin. Dear William and Jordan, I'm writing to you on the topic of your discussion about jacuzzis and your voiced concerns, William. Jordan, you have to go for it. It will bring a new quality to your life that you did not know you were missing out on. You wanted a hot tub, didn't you? My husband and I have been very proud owners of a hot tub for a year now, and we enjoy it very much. It's a very nice device for socialising, relaxing, and enjoying the odd warm summer night with some relaxing music. Mm-hmm. We are picky about who we invite in, but we like friends and family to join us with a G&D. Although it is also very nice with a morning coffee while the bubbles are waking you up.
What? God, these people not work?
Well, what at the weekend?
Oh, yeah, fair one.
William is correct. You have to take care of it. We check and treat the water weekly and change it all together every 3 months.
Oh, I see.
Every 3 months? Even that is disgusting.
No, it's not. If you
every day?
It's not like a bath. You can't empty your jacuzzi every week.
However, I highly recommend getting a digital water testing device, ignoring your electricity bill, since the jacuzzi has to run all year long. Other than that, it's perfect to get your hot twink friends to drop their pants. Wow. You see?
It was going so well, Martin. It was going so well. It was going so well. You had to make it weird right at the end, just when I was winning him over. Nobody's dropping the pants in my hot tub. Right? Okay.
You're sincerely Martin. Ashley has also sent us a message in support of Jordan getting a jacuzzi too.
People think they're common, I think they're chic.
Okay. Dear William, Jordan, C. Stewart, A.V. Adam, et al. I'm currently listening back to the inaugural episode of Camp Man, where later on in the episode, William spoke of the origin of the dildo. I wanted to draw your attention to a constant source of amusement among the classical music industry, the Thomas Morley song written in 1600 called Will Ye Buy a Fine Dog? I'll let you discover this joyous song in your own time, but I admit I don't know much about what the song is supposed to be about, so I look forward to hearing your interpretations. Kindest regards and keep up the fabulous work. Sophie from Wales/London. Do we have music for this? Okay, here is the song.
From 1600, this?
Yes.
Will ye buy a fine dog with a hole in his head, with a dildo, with a dildo, dildo, with a dildo, dildo, dildo. Muffs, cuffs, three bottles and a fine sister's thread, with a dildo, with a dildo, dildo, with a dildo, dildo.
Is he saying dildo? Well, I'm going to be singing that all day. Can we get his number so I can book him for my hot tub opening party? That'd be brilliant. Him singing in the hot tub.
You should play that on Capital.
With a dildo.
I wonder if they play it on Classic FM.
Will you buy a fine dog with a dildo? I'm going to be singing that all bloody day. With a dildo. With a dildo. Okay.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Thank you
nice.
For that.
Thank you for
so
sharing
maybe
that.
Dildos stretch back to 1600.
Yeah. What else stretched back?
Are you sure that's not the time?
No.
1600.
That was Will Ye Buy a Fine Dog. I don't think dog was even mentioned once in that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brad wanted to weigh in on our TikTok war to say, Big Willie might have 2-point-odd million followers on TikTok, but does he have a mural on the side of a boozer? And he has sent the mural, which a few people have sent me as well on Instagram, of your face in purple. I'm seeing green. I'm seeing red. I'm seeing cream on the side of a pub, which is called the General Williams.
Yeah, on Manny Road.
I'm there.
Yeah, it's... It's
on what road?
Manchester Road.
Oh, right. In Burnley?
In Burnley, yeah. So it's a picture of me. It's an advertisement for Capital. It's one of our own.
Okay. You Capital have done it?
Yeah.
It's
so
lovely.
It's really cool, actually.
It's very cool.
It's very, very, like, I'd never have thought that.
No.
When you'd have said to me, when I was 10 years old, you're going to be on the radio one day and I'm going to put your picture on the side of the pub.
Pressed up against a wall in Burnley one more time.
I was just going to say, I'm going to follow you on TikTok now. It's gone too far, but there you've got another week in the sin bin for that.
But next week, remember, is an innuendo-free zone.
No, don't.
You have
No.
Good luck. You wait. Our numbers will be down next week.
Is it still annoying you that I'm not following you on TikTok? That's a yes. If you want to get in touch about something that isn't a dildo, a dilemma or a problem, drop into our DMs or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com. We also love hearing back from people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch. We'll speak to you on Tuesday and we'll see if William can actually do an episode without any innuendos.
Yep, there will be none.
And none?
Nope.
Okay.
Not a sausage.
Do you want to get them all out in...
What?
Get them all out in your system now?
No, I think I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm finished. I'm spent. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.